Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, the podcast where we uncover the secrets of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who've used public speaking to skyrocket their businesses and their bottom line. Get ready for captivating stories, valuable insights, and practical wisdom from the trailblazers who've mastered the art of the stage. I'm your host, Kelly O'Hara, and I'm thrilled to bring their experiences and expertise directly to you. Let's get started. Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, the podcast that dives deep into the power of public speaking in skyrocketing your professional and business success. With each episode, we bring you insights from industry leaders who've harnessed the art of speaking to make a significant impact in their fields. Today, we're thrilled to unravel the story of a visionary whose voice has been a game changer in the world of branding and marketing. In this episode, we're honored to introduce Kimjara Whittingham, the dynamic founder and CEO of Evolve Global Marketing, a celebrated seven-figure entrepreneur featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur, and the LA Times. Kimjara stands as the world's leading expert in disruptive branding, radical differentiation, and storytelling. Her innovative approach at Evolve Global Marketing has been pivotal in helping businesses stand out in the digital era, proving the transformative power of effective communication and public speaking in the realm of business success. So join me today as we delve into Kimjara's journey, exploring how her mastery in conveying compelling narratives has catapulted both her and her clients to remarkable heights. Welcome, Kimjara.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's terrific to have you here. Now, my favorite part of any interview is, how the heck did you get here? Can you share with us the journey to becoming the founder and CEO of Evolve Global Marketing?
Absolutely. So I was in corporate America for over 23 years, running sales and marketing for medical companies, and realized that there was a huge gap between the marketing that people were doing and what was actually effective. And so from that, it kind of led me into learning about marketing, learning about branding in a more of a business sense, and bringing it out into the world, into small businesses in the beginning. Now I work with clients up to $500 million in annual revenue.
So tell me, I mean, taking on something, considering that kind of journey from that type of client, what were some of the key challenges that you really had to face early in your career, in the early stages?
Well, I think any entrepreneur realizes that lead generation is probably one of the biggest challenges that you have, right? Absolutely. Like, that's just a given. So, you know, in the beginning, it's really just trying to figure out how are you going to meet and then build relationships quickly with business owners and people who are interested in what you do. And from that, that's how I kind of melded myself into understanding the power behind story and how effective it is in marketing. And that kind of led me into, you know, building relationships with clients who were interested in that. And then further down in my path, you know, adding on services that kind of fit what they needed.
So tell me, when you kind of realized that your approach was truly disruptive and different, like, how do you approach the concept of radical differentiation in branding?
Such a good question. So really, in the world, right, we have a million businesses starting every day. The landscape is very noisy and complex out there. And there are a lot of different people looking for the same type of service or a company that maybe does exactly what you do. And so what I help people do is figure out how to stand out in what I call the sea of, like, sameness, right? Everybody says, you know, here's who I am. Here's how great I am. Here's why you should buy from me. Here's what I do. If I'm an attorney, if I'm a tech SaaS company, you know, depending upon whatever industry you're in, I'm a financial planner, I look and sound the same as everybody else. And so I have to figure out, why am I relevant? And how do I differentiate myself in a way that's going to be effective? And that's going to get people to say, hey, you are the only one that I want to talk to because you're doing something unique and different. And that happens through a strategy and figuring out how to differentiate and create that unique position. But B, then storytelling, how do you communicate that in a way that's going to actually capture someone's attention and get them to want to buy from you?
I love that. That's I want to know what your idea is. What do you think the keys are to effective storytelling in your business? And how do you help your clients craft unique stories?
Yeah. So I really follow a framework that I've created, and it's kind of a four-part process. And through that framework, I can get to what is the clear and concise message for a particular target audience. So again, we have to start back at who is the customer and what do they want? And then eventually, what is the problem that your business is solving? Like, we're all in business because we are solving a fundamental problem. We're either helping somebody's business either, you know, grow and do something successful, or we're solving a major problem for them that is getting in the way of them being successful. And so I help them figure out what that looks like. And then from there, I have a set framework that we build out that messaging strategy to talk to that customer in a specific way.
That's the challenge. And if you've got a process, if you've got steps, mm-hmm. you know, what are the four steps? Can you share those with us so that our listeners and our viewers can kind of hear, how do you map that out for yourself? How do you, granted, we want them to come to you, but
no, I will tell them. So first is it's kind of ironic that you said four, because it is a four-part process. So the first thing is really to figure out, you know, what is that particular strategy that you need to do to differentiate, right? So we have to innovate and figure out, how are we going to be different? Then we have to figure out, what is that positioning statement, which is step two. And it's a unique, you have to figure out how to be unique. So you can say something like, here's who I am. Here's who I help, why I help them, and how I'm different helping them. And then we move into building the messaging strategy. And then after that, you're looking to execute on that through all of your marketing. And then finally, cultivating those relationships for future business.
Perfect. Okay, that's great. I think listeners will take that and mm-hmm. take that to heart. So let me ask you, do you have a story, or do you have an experience that you can share of how a powerful story transformed a client's brand? You yeah. got a story you can share with us? Because I love to hear those personalized stories.
Yeah, I love real examples. So let me think what would be. So here's one. It was a tech SaaS company. And when they came to me, they were actually speaking to the wrong audience. So they were actually a B2B business. And instead, all their marketing, all their branding was speaking B2C, because they were trying to convince why the technology was so effective. And they were trying to explain the technology. Well, that's fantastic for an end user, an end consumer, but it's not when you're actually selling to another business who's then utilizing your technology further, because you need to be speaking to who's actually going to be buying from you, because that's who's actually looking at your marketing and your website, and you're trying to convince to jump on a call with you or to move through your sales process. So this particular company struggled with the wrong message to the wrong, it was the right message, I should say, but to the wrong audience. And so it was their website, their marketing wasn't effective. So what we did was, once we went through the process, and usually we start, you know, working with them, they do some pre-work, then we move into actually building the story and understanding their business. And once we built that out and realized, it was an aha moment, and we changed their marketing, we changed their website, we redid it all. And all of a sudden, their business improved significantly, because the people who were actually reading it were getting the right message from them. We're trying, ultimately, in branding and marketing, you're trying to get someone to feel something, right? Again, when it's great to stand out, but like, the word should resonate. You want them to go, yes, that's me. You get me. You understand how I feel. And you're going to be the one to solve my problem, and no one else can do it the way you can do it. That's what you're going for.
That's a great story, because it sounds like your gift right out of the gate was identifying the problem. Mm-hmm. Where is their problem? And then coming up with a new strategy mm-hmm. to let
and
them.
And we also, and that, I mean, the company is a fantastic company called Masada Inc. Hopefully, if you're in the tech business, you'll look them up. But they, what was really interesting about them too, was how we positioned them also was to niche down. And that's another key tip for any of the listeners on here. If you're not niching your business, we get so scared of saying like, we're going to go to a specific target audience because we feel like we're going to lose all the rest of what we're not speaking to. And it's actually the opposite. If you market to everyone, you actually speak to no one because they don't resonate with your message because it's too generic. So we actually took their business and we picked one component that they were phenomenal at. And we built their story around that and their brand around that. And then they're going to get all the other business that comes with that. So that was the second aha moment, was to say, hey, this is what you're really good at. And no one else is doing it the way you're doing it. And no one else understands this side of the technology the way you do. And if your team can execute this, you're going to win.
Brilliant. Brilliant. That sounds fantastic. Well, okay. So then let's, you know, the six-figure speaker spotlight is really about how to take public speaking and use that to grow your business. Is that included as part of your mix to your clients, is to get out speaking?
Yeah. So I do a ton of speaking. So I do a lot of podcasts like this. But I also do a lot of in-person. So I actually have, in the next 2 weeks, I'm flying to Iowa, I'm flying to Chicago, and I'm also in North Carolina. So I'm all over the place. And I don't always do that much, but usually at least once a month, if not twice a month, I am somewhere in the country. I've even gone as far as Malta, which is a European country, little tiny country in Europe on the coast of the Mediterranean. And it was a beautiful trip. But I get myself in front of CEOs and business owners, and I teach them through a workshop the basics of what I do so that they can start building their story and really educate them around why it matters to uniquely position yourself, differentiate, leverage storytelling. And then we do it together. And that has completely affected the quality of the people I'm talking to, because once you've spoken to somebody, they have an understanding of why they need you, and you don't, now they become a warm lead, and you can actually, you know, build relationship upon that initial convert or that initial, what, 3 hours that I'm with them.
So that's been really successful for you is speaking. Mm-hmm. And do you find that live speaking does better for you than mm-hmm. virtual speaking?
It does. And I do both. I mean, I'm willing to do both, but there's something about being in front of people, interacting. You know, my superpower is like them doing it and me figuring out with them. You know, we actually talk through it, and I, you know, I give them pointers. And so we're really trying to elevate their business so they can walk away. I'm not one to speak just as a motivational for the sake of having a conversation, although that is wonderful sometimes. It's just mine is more, I want to help you improve your business as I'm giving that presentation. I want them to walk away with something tangible.
I love that. I love your approach, because it's not just listening to, you know, advice and recommendations, mm-hmm. but there's implementation yeah. right there, live and personal. That's exciting. Yeah. And I think even if people don't get a chance to have their own brand addressed, just by listening to other people, they'll pick up so much.
They do. That's fabulous. They love it. And I do more intimate groups, and I know, and I've done 1,000-person speaking, but I've done, you know, 20 CEOs in a room, and both have their place, and I do like both of them, but I really enjoy the 20 CEOs in a room that I can just, you know, we can tackle something specific together.
So that small, intimate group of, you know, powerhouse decision makers is your favorite group. And what platforms have you enjoyed the most? Where do you like to speak the most? Do you like conferences? Do you like, or you're invited in by a specific company just to address that company?
I actually like all of them. So I can't say that one is my favorite. I mean, I've had a lot of companies just say, come in, we're going to, you know, we want you to come in and teach us and do this with us in a group, in a room. And so I'll get paid to do that. And then other times it's, you know, more of a conference or a small group setting that's scheduled. So I'm open to, and then I've also done the big, huge ones where, you know, you've got a lot of people who are just trying to consume a lot of information throughout a conference. So I like them all. They all have their own place in my presentation talk varies according, you know, which any speaker probably does. So you vary that a little bit depending upon your audience and how much time you have.
So what advice do you want to give entrepreneurs who are maybe hesitant about public speaking as a tool for business growth? What would you tell them? And what are you seeing out there right now, since you have such experience across multiple platforms? What are you seeing right now, how public speaking in the business world has evolved over the last few years?
So the first question was advice, right? So I would say, if you are looking to speak, first and foremost, you just got to reach out. It's a numbers game, right? So you just have to reach out to a lot of different people, organizations. And I always say, it's not always the quantity of people, it's the quality. So you want to, you know, my suggestion is to be in a room of people who actually are in potential clients to you. So, you know, again, we could do these huge conferences and, you know, there's going to be a small fraction that might actually fit your ideal customer. But if you can find a way to get in front of the people who really fit your ideal profile, that to me is better, even if it's less people. And then what was your second question? I already forgot.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have comboed that, right?
No, that's okay.
I think I wanted to know what your advice was, but I also wanted to know, what are you seeing out there that's changed? Where do you see the evolution of public speaking opportunities for people who are in business that want to expand their brand?
So the biggest change that I've seen probably over the last 5 years is the virtual world. So before COVID, most things were done in person, right? There were a lot, like, they wanted you there, especially when it was speaking and paid speaking. They wanted you to be in the room, at least from my perspective. Now I'm seeing a lot more that are virtual, and big rooms of virtual people potentially. So I think that opened up quite a bit and has allowed for people to not necessarily have to travel in order to do that, but to be able to do more. And that for me too, you know, I can only do probably one or two travels events each month and still get work done, but I could do more virtual, right? Like this conversation right here, where I'm doing it from the comfort of my office. So I think that has opened the doors for a lot of new speakers to get out there and share their wealth of information.
That's terrific. So I want to ask you, looking back of what you've created, and how long have you had your company, Evolve Global Marketing? 6 years. Through all of this, and obviously you had an interesting ramp up having worked in corporate for so long. Tell me, looking back, what are you most proud of in your career so far?
Most proud of, I would say the relationships and the just the connections of the clients that I've had. You know, when you're really good at a particular niche and you get known for that, people come back to you, they recommend you. And so that to me, building those rapport, that rapport and relationship with clients that continue to come back again and again, it makes me very proud. Yes, I can say all the success and the, you know, and the projects, and I got to do this really cool project and work with Microsoft or work with this company or that company. But none, like, to me, it's the people.
I completely get that. When it gets right down to it in the end, if you like dealing with the people, if you love the value of relationship, then it's going to be a rewarding business. And if you don't, you might consider doing something else.
Right. You're not going to love it. That's for sure.
So tell me, what's the next big goal for you and Event Global Marketing? What's coming up for you?
So at Evolve, we're just like having a blast right now. So we are, you know, consistently, you know, working with clients, redoing websites. You know, for me, it's the brand journey, of course. There's nothing specific. I wish I could say, I'm sure you get people all the time. They're like, I have this new product coming out. I'm not that person. For me, it's really each client we take, and we take only a certain amount every year. And we really take them from stage one, where they're, you know, confused about their messaging and strategy, all the way through. So it's just, you know, I think I'm looking forward to 2024 and what amazing new industries I get to get in. Because I've worked across probably 50 different industries, and I'm constantly enjoying, you know, learning and growing and developing what is out there in the world and what people are doing. So I think for me, it's that.
Boy, you're really a wonderful example of enjoying the journey, like enjoying the journey of your business and it not just having a target at the end. Or
yeah, I mean, again, we all have the number target that we want to hit, but I don't know. If I take care of people first, I take care of my team, the rest of it takes care of itself.
That's, boy, I just, Kimjara, it's just been a pleasure having you on the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. You know, your experiences and your insights, they're not just inspiring, but they're so helpful to those who are looking to make a mark in the world of branding and marketing and public speaking that comes with it or should come with it. And I'm appreciating, you know, from your journey of evolved global marketing to becoming a really distinguished voice in the industry and amongst many different industries. It's really a testament to the power of innovation and storytelling and sheer determination on your part. But I think I'd add to that enthusiasm, because you're a very enthusiastic person. So to all of our visitors, our viewers, and our listeners, if you want to connect more with Kimjara, check out her website at Evolve Global Marketing. And thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your story with us today.
Well, thank you so much. It was great. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. It's guests like Kimjara that make this show an interesting exploration on how to build your brand and set yourself apart from the masses and tell your story to your benefit. And if you like today's episode, please let us know. I hope you'll consider sharing it with your network. Your support, it enables us to bring you conversations with trailblazers and game changers like Kimjara, and getting to benefit from their invaluable stories, experiences, and, you know, their unique perspectives. I think that's what makes the difference and makes the difference and makes it interesting. So remember, everybody, every groundbreaking journey, it starts with a visionary who's daring to dream big. And your voice, it's the fire that ignites revolution. And your story is the compass guiding others through uncharted territory. So I would encourage you to embrace the audacity to challenge norms, fuel your passion, and relentlessly break new ground. And until we meet again, keep amplifying your voice, keep blazing new trails, and keep redefining your own limits. And this is Kelly O'Hara, your loved six-figure speaker spotlight host that just adores this show and the people that come on it. I really love what they bring to the table. And your voice isn't just powerful. It's a force of nature. So unleash it, and the world can't help but listen. And to everybody, have a great day. I can't wait to see you on the next episode. I want to thank you for joining us on this episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive once again into the remarkable stories and insights of our incredible guests. Their experiences and wisdom are not just meant to inspire you, but to provide you with actionable steps to take on your own path to success. Remember, you have a story to tell, and your voice has the power to transform your business and make lasting impact. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an empowering conversation. We'd also appreciate it if you could leave us a review and share the show with your friends, colleagues, and your fellow visionaries. Until next time, keep speaking, keep growing, and keep reaching to make your difference. This is Kelly O'Hara, signing off from the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight.